Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. Okay, is this a gym?
No, ma'am. We're actually a third-party call center, and we assist multiple companies in over 100 different products.
Okay, and what is this for? Because there's a bill on, a purchase for bonus fitness regime on 1/7/22 on my bank statement.
All righty. May I start out by having your zip code, please?
85140.
And thank you for that. And what's that person's last name, please?
Okay. Emily Figuero, F-I-G-U-E-R-O.
And give me 1 second. Let me see if I can locate an account associated with that, okay?
Okay, thank you. Uh-oh.
Give me one.
Gonna have to wait a second, Tilly.
Ma'am, I'm not associating an account for you under that zip code you provided me with. You said it was, what was that zip code again?
5140.
5140?
Yeah. 5140.
Your phone is going out on me.
All right. 5140.
5140.
As in okay. Zero.
Okay. Is it
85140?
All right. Thank you for that. You were kind of blinking in and out on me.
Oh, my phone does that sometimes.
That's okay. Okay, I'm not so saying that I'm still unable to locate an account under that name. Do you have the last four digits of the card that it was used on?
I don't want to give you that. I am afraid to give anything here because I want to know why I'm being charged $49.89.
Okay.
Twice now. What did you find out?
I'm not able to locate an account associated with the first and last name you gave me under that zip code. I've expanded my search. Give me one more minute.
Okay.
And you said that first and last name was Emily?
Emily. Figuero, F-I-G, as in Greta, U-E-R-O.
I've expanded my search, and unfortunately, at this time, I'm not finding an account associated with that name to that zip code that you provided me with. May I have your telephone number, please? Maybe I can find you
okay.
That way.
Okay, 772-208.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
208.
Yes, ma'am.
7708.
Okay. All righty. Let me see if I can locate you that way.
I don't know if you're going to find the number.
I'm not finding anything under that phone number. I beg your pardon?
No. What do you for? I guess maybe that might help me try to figure out what's going on.
I'm trying to locate an account to see what you were being billed for. We are a third-party call center, so we do assist multiple companies with over 100 products.
Okay, how come it says bonus fitness regime?
That may be a merchant name that it was under, but as I said, we are a call center, third-party call center. So I'm unable to locate an account for you.
Let me tell, I got your part. Now, maybe you can help me with this part. I don't
know.
I hope so. I looked it up on Google, and it comes up, bonus fitness regime. That's who did this. It says, check, card, purchase, debit on 1/6. And so I Googled it and it says that it's a GMX.
Ma'am, your phone is going down, so you blank in and out on me.
It says it's a gym in Texas, Bonus Fitness Regime.
Okay, and it led you to this number?
Yep, I called this number, and you answered the phone.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. Like I said, we assist multiple companies with over 100 different products.
Could you tell me the name of the companies?
Ma'am, it's multiple companies, as I said.
Okay, companies that do what?
They sell different products.
They sell products, huh?
Yes.
I'm just wondering how somebody got my card number, you know?
I have no idea, ma'am. Maybe you could check with your financial institute. Maybe they can give you a better understanding of that charge or give you a number to that charge.
Okay. Well, that's funny because this is the number. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, ma'am. But maybe your financial institute can investigate and find the correct number for it.
Go there next. And what is your name?
My name is Joyce, Joyce.
Okay. Yes, right, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. And thank you for calling customer service. And you have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.